at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look,
it's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah, I'm finally on. A few unexpected delays, pet things, other visitors too. And anyway... Like Mitch said, it's Revolution Radio. We all need help here. The station is the one that needs, first of all, primarily, any donations to stay on air. That covers the platform so that the volunteer, the entire volunteer host group can get on to do their shows so that you can usually at least, relatively speaking, hear it for free. Nothing is really for free. I mean, you'll have to pay a lot of you have to pay for services and internet and everything else. They want to give it to you for free. I don't believe most things should be free, almost ever, with definite exceptions. And see, like the whole, a lot of people get into cryptocurrency because they think it's the future, it's free. No, I say it's worse and worse and worse. It's more and more and more ever increasing fiat. And of course, I sort of had a dream vision, mostly just a dream, of course, mostly just symbolic, of course, about some things, kind of a mix of the past and the future and now. But it was some new war machines and a whole fiat burn. What I saw was a fiat currency. It was like an older, almost World War II and previous to that, kind of a mix of like the Revolutionary War with World War II and literally the future involving a little bit of, you know, time travel stuff. I don't think about this stuff all the time. I'm not fantasizing. Just kind of pops in there a little bit. I kind of dream link to others. That's probably just floating around the ethers, you know, and kind of popped in there. Kind of relevant, something like that. Very minor, but usually it does relate to something I'll see in the future. So my dream was basically the new war machines. It was a crowd of people going. It was at night. Most of it was at night this time. And, anyway, this is Argon. Welcome back to Argon Saturday night. It is the 10 to midnight show. It's on Studio B. Tomorrow I'll be on Studio A. And don't forget Solaris Blue Raven at Blue Raven and Raven's Witching Star coming up. Witching Up. I messed it up again. Coming up next, but on A. So you'll have to switch over to A. Maybe she'll let me know if any guests are coming on. If not, the Cyber Cafe, the Witch's Cyber Cafe, with Nisha or someone. So it ended up being a Fiat burn kind of theme, is what I'm trying to say. My dream vision, it was showing me. I saw names. I was seeing names. I could have, if I was just a little more conscious, a little more aware, more advanced. There was a whole ship full of things. They were really just like low plastic square trays. Each one had a name on it. Each one of those names was showing me the names of all the workers that had to do with the conspiracy. I read some and I knew some, and some were admitting who they were, and they didn't want any part of it. They were trying to show me. And it's symbolic, but it's real, because it's a way your mind tries to find a way to tell you what you need to know. But it came down to a new weapon out of the water that shot, it was like a cannon. It was shot like a missile in the dark mist onto the shore over the heads of the people that had to do with the new money at the time. It was sort of like a mix of, again, like the past Revolutionary War times with modern today times. It had to do with the future, and now I know what it is. It was a false flag. I mean, I knew it was a false flag in the dream. It was a whole setup. They planned the whole thing secretly. It had to do with the money that every one of those people were carrying and had to do with and came from and were on the way to do in the dream. A whole group, a whole row, a big ton of people. And they burned the money. It was all about getting the money to physically burn, because it was fiat and it changed the markets and it tilted and changed everything. And the people that got burned were involved. They hedged the bets. I was trying to warn them, like, hey man, something, something, something. They're like, I know, oh, I'm part of it, man. Oh, I'm going to make a ton of money burning this money or something like that, right? What do you know? I come in to find out this whole thing with Sam Freed, Fried, something like that. Fried Freed, Fried Sam, Sandman, Sam Man, Sandman. You should guess he's a sandbagger, Sandman. You know, I mean, it would just turn out that way. Guy, like, it was like a big pyramid scheme, $32 billion something, $6 billion he took and he stole from Peter to save Paul, but he really wasn't saving anyone but himself, kind of thing. And basically, I'm just going off some quick notes. I probably wrote them wrong. What I think it was he personally took $6 billion out of the secured accounts of people that trusted him. And he used it in something to do with trading or something else. So, it was a pyramid scheme. It was everything I say is. I say you can't trust everything. I try to tell you these are the times that an incomplete civilization collapses, and you don't understand why it does, and you know all the ways to save it, but it never gets saved. It does collapse anyway, and it keeps twisting and turning and warping and another side thing and another unexpected thing. It's all expected to me. I kept trying to tell you. No, things take bizarre twists and turns. They don't work the way, they never worked the way you thought they did. They don't work the way you think they do. And they're not going to work the way you think they're going to in the future. Not the near future, anyway. It was a fiat scheme. It's all fiat. And until the entire internet, all countries, all self-proclaimed leaders, we get a roundup, grip, and arrests, and I say torture some of them, not all of them, just like a certain percentage, just a small percentage needs to go in torture chambers with tests on them to measure their brain waves and all that kind of stuff. The ones that really won't matter and the ones that matter the most that, you know, will show the other bad guys, well, this is what we're going to do to you. Don't worry. You get the guy, you get him, get the guy or woman or it in some chambers. Like, yeah, we're going to torture you. Tell us. That's okay. First of all, they're probably used to it. And a lot of times torture doesn't work. But see, the enemy wants you to think that torture doesn't work. Torture does work. Torture works really good. It works most of the time. They want you to virtual signal. They want you to think they're good. And see, it does not work on fanatics. It does not work on people that grew up under torture and who like pain or think they like pain. It doesn't work on like religious zealots that much, but yes, it does work. And it depends on the problem, how bad, severe the situation is going to be. If you do need to torture, I say it's like last resort, but I say definitely do it. Just kill them or torture them. I mean, just get rid of them. Otherwise, we're paying to feed them and house them, and we have a housing crisis right now. And the thing is, that's not why you torture them. You torture them. It doesn't matter what they say, or it doesn't matter if you don't lose the secrets. The next guy is going to see you just tortured that guy. Boy, that guy was like, okay, I'll tell you. No, don't worry. We'll get it from the next guy. I don't know. We're going to keep torturing you. No, I'll tell you. The answer is, And no, it's all right. No, we want to torture you. Really, you just gave us the excuse. Oh, no, we needed someone to torture to show the next 5, 25, 300 guys. And we're going to show them how it's a lot worse than they think it is. And they always think they're going to be tough guys. And there's a lot of crybabies. If you're a true criminal, criminals give up. It's really, let's say we'll go to the most at 50-50. Criminals, like just street level thugs who are made men and stuff, and they just want the good life, really didn't know exactly what they were getting into, or they were just really bad. And they're just out to survive. They want to survive. That's it. That's the answer. They want to live. And some will try to act tough and try to stick it out for the gang. And some, okay, well, I'll just tell you. If you're really serious about it, they'd just rather not die. They'll just spit it right out. Okay, blam, spit it all, everything. Everything will come right out, no matter what. All the little details you don't even ask for. You're going to get it all. You don't need all the answers. We can figure out all the secret technology ourselves. We can figure out time travel. We can figure it all out. Whatever it is they've got, we can figure it out. We just need to get rid of them. That's the main thing. And we just need to capture and prevent them from coming and going and getting in and out of the dumb bases or whatever. And if they're trapped down there and we can't get in, but they can't get out, it'd be good stalemate until we have a total grip on the surface, all our countries, all the land. And all our money, and of all the markets supposed to be a free market, it's supposed to be the money market. The money is a market. It's something you buy with money. Okay, see, that's what people don't understand. And the self-circulating economy is what I tried to explain a long time ago. You need to circulate it back to yourself and the people around you that will also recirculate the money they get from you one way or another by you to send it back to you again instead of out, further out into worse and worse hands that do nothing but enslave people and make weapons. And I'm for making tons of weapons. I'd rather blow the whole freaking planet up than be captured and to be controlled. At least by the ones we have here. And so basically I already knew the plan. Listen, I mean, you know what I've said? I sort of am. I don't want to say it over and over again. I'm not trying to be popular in that area. What I have been, what I could have been. It's not simply an insider, simply CIA, simply this, simply that. No, it's a way above and beyond any average person's life. In many respects. And I'm sick of people saying how smart they are and they got a grip and I went to college and blah, 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 and look at my degrees. Look, I avoided college so that I didn't become stupid. I ended up going to CCRI college a community college, kind of to kill time because I was afraid of becoming a serial killer. I don't mean like a murderer. I mean like a genocidal maniac on the side of the government. Okay. Really wasn't sure how to handle everything that was looked like was going to take place, and it did, and it is. How to stop it, how to become part of it, how to escape it, how to help people through it. Maybe leave my body, say the hell with it all, finish working on my science, knowing it's probably just already made or going to be captured with me. And everything's a mess. And occasionally you hear things from the insider, people going, what a mess. No, that was me. That was my phrase. I'm like, what a mess. I didn't need to hear it in other words. It's all instinct to me. It's all inherent knowledge to me. I've pushed the envelope in every area since I was a child. And it wasn't all the time. I tried to be normal in many respects. In many ways I was. But I was always above and beyond. And I always self-subjugated, self-subdued, so to speak. Tried not to dominate. It was too easy to dominate whenever I went to do it, even but like sort of by accident. Trying to show off, maybe. Maybe get in a fight when I really didn't want to. And but I was kind of a geek. A little bit of a mama's boy. But not really. Certainly not a pencil neck geek. It's just a little bit of everything. All in one. Well-rounded. Well-polished in a way. Never got fully polished. That's the problem. But, you know, other people interpret that a little off. Anyway, I need a drink of my little mix here. Hold on. I couldn't like drink down my decaf. What was left in my mug that I make the hot cacao in to pour into this jar in order for me to separate the two. So in other words, I just kept the decaf in the bottom half, and then added water to make the cacao and just made it into one. So I got my little, it might cure cancer. I mean, I don't know. I mean, hey, find out. Come back next week. Tomorrow night even. Hold on. Hell, I mean, I don't know that I have cancer, but, you know, it might cure it if I do. And, you know, all kinds of cancer cures. I found a cancer cure book of mine. One of my totes, after all the other tote and all the other tent destruction I talked about in the past, there was more. I recently found one in particular. Actually, that's after even more, which was mostly kind of okay. It was solid objects more than paper just before this. But there was one medium to small size tote. The old totes were very much better than all the new totes. They were tougher. They were a little rubbery, but still tougher. They didn't burn down in the sun. They didn't bake down. They didn't get really brittle. And now they all do, except for the, you know, the high-end ones. But I found one, pretty much everything wiped out inside, except for what was kind of on the top of the pile. A lot of it was Scientology stuff. One of it had to do, one, some people, I'm not sure exactly what it is. I think it is what it might be implying, which some of you will know. It was an old book, like, I don't know, 50s, from the 50s or 60s or earlier. And it's the Book of J. In other words, how did J come about from ancient times, Sanskrit to like when they faked it in? And from Y to a J and stuff like that, or I to a J. Can't lean forward too much. But in fact, it's kind of hurting my arms the way I am. My right side where the mouse goes, this split where the desk lines up to the side thing, which messes up me scrolling and all that, and just kind of cramped. But I'm at a different height and everything this time. That book is now slug food. Slug likes it a lot. a lot of things were, I think I can sort of save it. I might not need to. I don't like the destruction of any paper, anything from the past. Consider everything you have now something from the past that will become a hard item to find again in the future. And you've been communized. The Rothschilds and so on have been working for hundreds and or thousands of years to get a full grip on the world in one way or the other, creating all of the modern societies we have now, all the divisions, all the versions of communism and socialism and worse. And then us, which basically is a fake because they had to have the opposite, officially had to be authoritarian, had to have its own money source and its own army and military, which always leads to secret stuff and holding back knowledge from the people, and it becomes a black hole and it collapses, and you eventually create more and more needy people that have more demands and more needs, and they're more dependent as opposed to more and more independent. And it can't be helped, and the bleeding heart's always given to the government, and you don't want some people to die. Certain people you do, some people you don't. A lot of people fell into the hands just the way things fell. It's just the way everything fell into place. But a lot of them wanted it that way, actually are frauds. And the society got weaker and weaker with more and more takers. But see, the takers, even if they didn't want to at first, they got pushed into it. Still, they need it. They'll probably die without it. Sustenance and so on, free food and everything else. And, you know, the government's going to say, going to make things even worse and demand more money from everyone else, which you don't have, which is actually going to cause you to collapse your business, your home, your mortgage, your car, your job. You just won't be able to handle another payment. They'll just up everything so that all the new level of people that were barely hanging on are going to be losing, going right over the edge, joining the rest. So you won't be part of the taxpayers. You'll be the tax receivers, and you're certainly going to vote yourself to get some free stuff, hoping it's just temporary. It's just a temporary fix. It's all an accident. It's the government will fix it. The government will fix it. The government. No, they made it happen, and they actually did it on purpose. And now that you're into war, and now you're into a war that they're going to use to the fullest extent, all the excuses they can muster out of, well, we're at wartime now. Now we're going to control you even more. And they're going to control you into the ground, and you're not going to stop it. First of all, you're not able to stop it. You're not going to stop it. Like I already told you, no matter what level of resistance you give, and no matter what rebellion you rise up to do, physically violent or not, they will not let you take back your life. Not going to happen. They will nuke the whole planet. They will kill themselves along with you. And I say take their bluff. See, that's what they say, and a lot of them do believe it. Not all of them believe it. But you need to take back your lives as fast as ASAP possible as you can imagine. You can't even imagine how fast you need to do that, though. You just can never really accept how bad things are and how things are going to, the twists and turns are going to happen. Like FTX, how many people just went homeless, literally killed themselves, just committed suicide over there? A lot of people just committed, are about to commit suicide right now. They're going to, they're thinking that, but they, yeah, they're doing it right now. Right now, right this second. All over the damn planet. Every day. For all the reasons we talk about that you kind of belittle and say it's going to turn around. No, it's going to get a lot worse. And the fact that people accept that it's going to get worse before it gets better, even though they think it's going to get better. First of all, they allow that risk. You're not supposed to let it. You're not supposed to risk that. You make sure it doesn't happen. And you don't let what's happening happen. I tried to stop it. I did everything I could based on my income and time and availability and all that. I'm just an isolated person trapped in between everything. But all you people, most of you had money and jobs and you believed in the system. I did. I didn't believe in the system. I kind of did sometimes on and off. So, you know, NASA's going to take more and more money. The military is going to take more and more money. We're going to have more and more problems and more reasons to, you know, put gag orders on people and so on and so on. But Anyway, to go back to the dream vision, it was trying to tell me what was about to happen. I didn't know what it really meant. Now I know it was FTX. But it's more than that. It's always multiple, multi-meaning. And it had to do with the past. It's definitely somehow connected. The little chain reaction of the old people that caused all the problems in the past. Still the same groups passed on the flame to now, doing pulling the same tricks. Everything's a pyramid scheme. I told you that. Not anything can be trusted at all. I said it will collapse. It can't be stopped. You already went over the line. You already allowed it to go too far. Now, I don't know how many are going to survive or die for sure, but I know a lot of people are going to lose it. Basically lose everything. And I just want to reduce the numbers. I don't believe I can really do anything anymore. I don't really almost even believe it matters much anymore, but I'm going to keep trying because we have to keep hoping, and it's just practice for the next time. So later on, you'll know I said it. You'll know I told you so. It's going to happen to you. Everyone that it did happen to that heard me and us, people like us in the future, it already happened to them, and that's why they can't join into the group to say, oh, no, Bill's right, because, no, they're gone. You're never going to hear from them again. That's it. They're gone. And the next group is about to be gone, and then there's another ledge behind them and another line behind them and another line and another row behind them, another row and another row, and each one is going to drop, and no one from the row next to them is going to ever hear from the one that was the one that just dropped again until they drop and the group they were next to are never going to hear from them again because you're all going into a giant cauldron, something like that. All going over the cliff. You're all falling into the water. The water's level's raised to drown you out. It's evolution. And it will take twists and turns. You will not believe in. You don't believe in. You think you have control over. You think you understand the masses, the people, the connections and disconnect. You don't. It's only very, very few people, less than 1% of the entire planet, understand the depth and how complicated it really is. That's someone like me, and I never got a full grip on it. I never really wanted to believe it either. I did my best. I did a lot of things to try to stop everything. Most people didn't do anything to stop anything. And it's not that you're bad or terrible. You're caught in the bubble, just like Hollywood. A lot of those virtual signalers, they really didn't understand anything about biology, RNA. They had no idea. They don't have any idea. They're actors and actresses. They're nobodies. They're nothing. They're not doctors and scientists. They're actors and actresses. They know how to act. They can read a lot of the times. That's what they do. That's all they're good for. And they think they're like got the best looks in the universe. There's plenty of street girls that look hot, awesome, cute, super sexy, model-like. Plenty. I'd rather have a lot of those sometimes. You know, just dressed in kind of normal clothes, sometimes really super hot clothes too, of course, but tight pair of jeans or something, just the right way, just the right look. Doesn't matter to me that it's a pair of jeans or even corduroys sometimes, stuff like that. Anything, futuristic clothing. There's certain things I don't like though. Like it just irritates me. Certain types of jeans irritate me. Just because they're jeans doesn't make them cool. I just don't like color jeans. I like them faded. That's like primitive to me, but yet I like them. I like them a lot. As a scientist, I think it's kind of like outdated, old-fashioned, but on the other hand, it works well. It's just like, it just fits well. It just goes well. Like nothing to throw away. But you got a lot of certain new jeans. I don't mean the real new jeans, and I don't mean the skinny jeans. I have skinny jeans. I like them. They're more futuristic. They're slim. They're a little stretchy. Nice and black. And it's just futuristic. It's not gay. It's not bisexual looking or anything like that. It's nothing like that. It's not being a lefty or anything. It's just moving on and getting away from the past. We're advancing. People have a problem with always advancing. They always start to say it's only because of the negative people, the negative side, the demon people. And so, no, it's not. No, it isn't. You gotta separate the two. You gotta divide that. Just sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. And it's just we're evolving. We're learning how to make clothes better now. Better. Not putting on burlap sacks. Okay? And we don't wear burlap anymore. No more things before jeans, all that rough stuff. Oh, you don't want to be a tough guy? Aren't you tough? I'm not trying to be tough, man. I don't want calluses all over my freaking thighs, all right? I don't want to be scratching. I don't want to be, like, calloused and thick-skinned, and I'm like, I can handle it. I don't give a damn. I want a nice, comfortable life. I want it comfy. I don't want to be too comfortable. I want to be adaptable. But I want it to be mostly because I'm using my mind in the future, and we've built a better home and a better way to heat and stuff like that. And really the best way to heat your home is to not heat it at all. The best thing to do is to not use heat, not add heat, not to build a better and better and better and stronger and more powerful heater. It's to build a better, better and better, more and more and more and more and more and more insulated, reflecting thermal heat container. You only need a candle to heat that, or it'll be too hot if you're too hot if you have two people in it, because your breath alone, your body heat will just keep, the heat will just keep building up. You literally need to be in it like a thermos. That's the future.
Well, there should be no heat
at least a bed,
at all
like
in the
a tube, like a pod. I believe in all that kind of stuff. It's
you're
advanced.
Crazy, man.
It's futuristic. Of course, I have my own designs I drew when I was 12. Yes, that's also true. I believed in that. I believed in the way the Japanese were super efficient. It doesn't mean become less and less. People pay more and more and get less and less and do less and less and become physically less and less. No, it means you have a lot more money left over to do bigger and bigger and better, bolder stuff. That's what it means to me. Doesn't mean the opposite.
Come on.
Or
bullshit.
If you can handle the outdoors a lot better and easier, more comfortably, regardless of the weather, with futuristic clothing or better biological bodies, mind control, whatever, then you don't need a big home and a big yard. I hate people with giant yards. I don't believe in that. I don't believe it even should be legal.
I didn't want
for the most part, to
get
be honest. Otherwise, you know, you use the free markets to eventually drive those people to sell. And if you stop feeding people one way or the other through the government subsidies or anything like that, and you actually make a free market free and allow people to collapse their markets, they start to make $1 million. It doesn't mean you should continue to make $1 million a year. You made $1 million. If you go out of business next year, you're a great success. That's it. Give it up. Let somebody else have a damn chance. You do not maintain millionaires. You do not maintain businesses. You let people start a new business, a new line, a new invention, a new path. You're supposed to be multitasking people. Supposed to know all kinds of ways to make, different ways to make money. A lot of little ways to make a whole bunch of little bits of money, but a whole bunch of ways to do it. Sometimes a good money, then a few times real good money. And you should know that everything fluctuates and it's temporary. But everybody wants free stuff. You want to make a quick buck. That's the problem with a lot of cryptocurrency. You want to buy in early. You want to buy low. You go with the market business plan. Buy low and gain later. Sometimes it's kind of, it's not a real bad logic, but it really fuels greed. And it's bad karma. Nothing is free at all. Nothing. You get stung in the end.
But you're not making any sense.
And sometimes you deserve to get that boost because of how you lived in your past and what you plan to do with it and everything else. Karma or whatever. Depends on your attitude. Depends if you're actually really greedy or not really greedy, but hopeful. You just kind of fell into it. But everything is a Ponzi scheme. Everything on earth. I told you that. I'm not exactly an insider, but I'm an insider. I know it all. one way or the other. It's not all perfect knowledge. Not all the names, not all the faces, not all the planet. No. I learned everything I needed to know about how this planet operates for the most part.
Oh, you're right.
Between 12 and 15, 14 years old. Probably, I mean, so many things happen between. It's like I keep exaggerating. I keep telling later dates when certain things started. Really, a lot of things began, like I've always known since I was a kid, like I sort of keep saying. And like I just made the mistake again talking to a friend. He's trying to convince me about global warming, my neighbor. I'm like, I kind of thought he understood already. That's all that's a con. Like over a year ago. It's like, no, he thinks he's up to date. No, he's not up to date. I'm up to, he should be listening to me. He thinks I should be listening to him.
You're out of date.
He's not a bad guy. He's pretty smart for the people in this area, but I really don't know a lot of people in this area. It's just judging by going to the stores and stuff. And but they're pretty nice. A lot of the cashiers and things are nice. I'm not saying they're bad or anything. But I mean, so many people have bought into the global warming still. They're trying to say, oh, it's the warmest winter I've ever had the last couple of years. So what? I already explained. The people already explained. The whole thing was a con. We told you how they fudged the data. We told you how psychologically they make you think things like this anyway. But we told you about how the wind patterns change and like the ocean stream patterns change. In general, on average, the oceans and the air is getting much colder. It's not telling me about the ice. You think I don't know about the ice? I told you I'm a genius. I'm an elitist since childhood that I pulled out of it and that I abandoned the system and I could have done all kinds of things. He knows I talk about some free energy stuff. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? Think you're talking to a five-year-old? No, I don't think he thinks that. I don't even think that's his real attitude. But the problem is,
you want to talk to me.
You're supposed to understand people you're talking to. You're supposed to really understand character. People don't. You don't understand people around you. You don't understand too many things. Like, it's almost unlimited. I don't even know where to start. You think you're starting to get a grip. You think you're getting people up and out of the old foggy haze trapped from the government propaganda when suddenly you realize it's really almost did nothing. They kind of do, but it's just kind of still a foggy thing in their mind. They're really not settled on it. They really don't care. They're really not doing anything about it unless it has to do with worry about the constant talk about global warming problems. No, we cannot heat the earth up. Can't. And it's a good thing if we do. It's great to burn wood outdoors. It's a great idea to load the damn atmosphere up with carbon, not monoxide, dioxide and things like that. No, all the indications have said before they talked about global warming, I learned all about global cooling. I am one of the origins. In a way, I figured it out when I was 5 years old. Talked about it in school when I was 6 years old. And then later, as like 12-year-old in junior high school. I figured it out. I figured it out myself. And then eventually they started, I was catching on. See, I told you. See it in the movies. See what they're talking about. Snowball effect, blah, blah, blah. Avalanche of cold, blah, 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 slub, nuclear winter, asteroid winter, dust winter, 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 winter. The day after, blah, blah, more, more, more. All the old ancient data about how the hell do you think it got that cold? I think we were living on a snowball earth, and only one day recently it just warmed up and, oof, thank God, now humans can walk around freely. Whoo! We don't know. It just went away. Just gone. Just went away. Oh yeah, by the way, part of that dream had to do with the oceans. The water levels rising and people being confused about it being global warming. the ocean water temperatures were getting colder. It was more water, but it was colder water. And that was the issue. It was deeper and changed pressure, things on the bottom and around, different erosion issues. And it had to do with the whales. I'm not sure if it was better for whales or worse. There was a big concern about the whales and rocky shores or something. But anyway, that had to do with it. So the fiat money thing, go back to that, was inevitable. You're far from a perfect society. Far. You have too many differences, too many criminals, too many angry people, and too much greed. And too many people believing in governments and corporations and all kinds of things like global warming still. You do not have that in an advanced society. All societies collapse, even advanced ones. You're not living in an advanced society. You didn't make it. I mean, a lot of you, some people did. You rose up, you went with it, you took all the new information that was developing and learning and learning and learning. You thought everybody else was doing that with you. They weren't. They were doing crack and out on the golf course when they weren't, okay? That was what was going on. They were making money. You weren't. Some of you were making too much money you didn't deserve. It was really a psyop against you, not for you. It's not for you. It's against you. It's to make you relax, to make you think everything's going to be great, to make you accept other people being homeless, other people being burned, other people dying. They just made it a foggy, blurry, gray, don't know what to do. And, I mean, it's just natural, right? I mean, it's just the times, right? No, it's just nature. It's just God, right? It's just, you know, they must have had been sinners, or maybe they were just a little stupid. Or they just, a lot of people are making mistakes now. No, it was all by design. It was all planned. It was all falling apart. And it's going to keep falling apart. So you need to get ready as you can. You need to learn as much as you can, save as much data as you can, get maps, map out the whole world, map out where all the oil is, where all the gold is, where all the rare earth metals are, where all the lithium mines are, get it all, get everything, where all the coal is, map it all out, map it, print it out, print everything you can, save all the data you can, mostly in paper form. Get a whole bunch of safes, fireproof and waterproof safes. Divide them up. Do not have one. You get the most important stuff in the most important safe, and so on, and subdivide. Get all the EM, electronic protection, protected from moisture, not just water, not just flood, and EM blasts. But one thing I remembered again, people talk about us being hit with EM weapons and stuff to knock the grid down. Even I forget things like I've tried to tell you. They don't need to use a machine with the big thing on top to suddenly power up and blast you with an EM signal. Not a bunch of satellites. They only need to whack certain places in the high upper atmosphere to cause a chain reaction, avalanche, electron avalanche effect, blah, 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 Tesla kind of stuff. Superstorm causes a over like an explosion of electrical responses, creating EM blast weapons. And if you're especially in a plane or a group of planes or military or not, or a satellite maybe close enough over it, or you get blasted, they know how to make sprites. They know how to trigger sprites. Sprites are like, I don't know, 1,000 or 10,000 times bigger and badder than like a regular lightning blast or something, lightning strike. I got to look them up again. See, they were using Tesla technology. And one thing you didn't know about it at first, kept talking about, oh, free energy. First of all, a lot of it really was from the ground. Second of all, he did probably know how to make an actual free energy generator, having nothing to do with context to the ground or to anything at all. No connection to the atmosphere nor space, just a motor, free energy motor. And in any case, he knew how to affect the upper ionosphere and stratosphere and all that, part charge particles, and it wasn't just a matter of connecting in some kind of cycle. electricity traveling through the air and the ground and the earth and having people there was different settings for it. If you're in a plane, Joe, so you're in between the ground and the air, there'd be one way to get free energy in the air while you're flying. It'd be one to get it way, way up high, and one on the ground and one in the ground, different kind of settings. Ultimately, it comes out to the same science and kind of the same settings and everything, but cycles per second and everything. But see, the big problem they didn't want you to know, and they wanted everything for war anyway. Everything was for the purpose of war. Everything is a weapon, but everything is supposed to be secret if it's for war and for weapons. So it's supposed to be to save you. Ultimately, they knew it was ultimately designed to first suck you dry from tax money, just destroy you that way, to make laws that would eventually crush you all anyway, and to catch everybody into their hands. But it was also to turn all the weapons they did get against you. And one of them was, and then of course they leak things out by accident and on purpose, give you certain impressions about what they can and can't do and how strong you are. You can survive them. You're going to handle them. You got weapons. You got guns. You got pea shooters. And they knew all kinds of tricks, how to deal with nature, how to trigger earthquakes, how to generate hurricanes. So you put very little in at the right place at the right time in the right way, and bam, you got 10,000 freaking tons of force swirling around you just because of the setup at the time and place. A massive superstorm swirling around, destroying everything. Not everything, just does monetary damage, which is the exact same thing as killing people. It's equivalent to certain amount of deaths, lowered lives, lowered lifespans, reduced productivity over a lifespan, and so on and so on, and just worse and worse life with worse and worse people created, more and more depressed, more and more gangs, lowered economic status, and so on. So, but see, they know how to make a chain reacting. See, the upper ionosphere is unstable. It's unstable. That's what they found out. It's not always stable, let's say. You trigger it the damn wrong way, the thing explodes. I don't mean like blows up exactly, but it's like an electrical, super electrical storm. Blast you with... They don't need to hit you with a freaking microwave gun or tower or anything. They just have to whack that spot. Bam! Trigger the whole damn thing. Blast off across the sky. All the planes fall out of the air. All the drones... All your power goes out underneath there, and boats in the ocean just lose their power. They'll eventually sink or, you know, get lost in the waves and all kinds of crap. But, of course, they know how to EM blast you and laser blast you and all that, too. And I talked about Elon Musk briefly. I actually sort of did with Stephen Crawford, who did come on with me. Of the Red Pill and others, other shows, and he's on, is it Brighteon, or I forgot which now, I gotta look it up, last Sunday, talked about Bigfoot, a bunch of stuff, Elon Musk and more, and he's talking about, like, using, you know, having some interest in the possibility of using lasers to push the craft up into space, not about lasers coming out back as thrust, but that's a different thing. That would be like a photon rocket. I really don't like that word photon rocket so much actually, but a laser rocket, light rocket, kind of a light sail in a way. And you have to remember everything the big corporations and the government and teachers in universities tell you, like, well, we this is the level we made it. Wow, we're modern. Wow, we're pushing the envelope, and these are all the latest new stuff, and we're getting closer and closer. And they're telling you how close they are. At the same time, they're telling you what is useless. Ah, that's not enough effect. That's too small of an effect. No, that's too small of an effect. No, like, I just looked at one of the old little sort of a kid book on science experiments. One I pulled out and saved from water damage. It was under the one that was totally ruined just about. the Book of Jay was, again, one of them. Did find a slug on it, eating it. And a bunch of other stuff. I did save a lot. I'm not, like, super disappointed, like as if it was. It did hit a personal love letter on the past and a couple gifts sent with the love letter. And but it didn't really hit my main work by far. So I was happy about that. One little hole in the tote. One little hole. It's just a little one. That's it. Everything was destroyed. And that's because of my being rushed and pushed around in a way at the time. Moving stuff from home to home and place to place and stacking things where in a way I would not stack them. In a place I would not put them. Caused one of the heavier objects to be on top of that one, which eventually broke, sort of bent the brace plastic piece, straight piece underneath the cover in the corner. And since it split into a V-split, it wedged a hole on the outside, the opposite side of which the brace was. Just a little hole. It, everything's finished, everything's done. You better check everything. I had to repair like 6-7 totes, tote tops, and one, at least one tote itself over the last week. And while it's just warm enough to do it, because you can't do it at around 55.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riffs, I think. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, here we are. I've got 11:07 p.m. Excuse me. Eastern Standard Time. 11:07 p.m. November 12th, 2022. Open round table. Deacon John filling in for whoever is out. Not sure who that is, but we will rock and roll and see if we can cause some trouble. Last night, make it all the way through our B special. Fun times. Roundtable, I crashed about 2 o'clock or 2 in the morning. See what kind of nonsense we can do tonight. So sorry. Everybody's not going to be lame on me tonight. Are you people at this evening? We're going to add some people. And if we can't get at anybody, I'm not going to listen to myself talk. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put some music on or have Mr. Rowe put some weird stuff on. Hey, my computer's not working right. For whatever reason here, it's been giving me a shit time. I wonder what it's like to have a Mac. I've always had PCs. I say Mac's better. I don't know. John Wayne, good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing, man?
Oh, hanging in there, I suppose.
We got the open server. Yeah. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, I hear you. You sound great.
Okay. So what's going on in car world, vintage car world, with that nice burgundy car you got?
Oh, yeah, well, that's up for the winter. I've been helping restore a 67 El Camino.
Oh, my cousin had one of those. Oh, man.
Or, I mean, it's just the shell as of yet. I mean, it's got the motor in it, but we just painted it. So now all this wet sanding comes into play.
Earl Scheib paint jobs for $40. We were in high school. I don't know if they had them in your area or not. They're called Earl Scheib paint job. You go in there, you pay $40, you get a paint job. Looked like
yeah, we just painted it. It's emerald turquoise, I think what they call it, or emerald aqua or something like that. It's pretty nice. It's all work and money. It's all it is.
What kind of shape is the body in? Do you have to do any Bondo or any repair work or anything like that?
Just a little bit of Bondo and the, you can't say rear fenders, but on the bed behind the wheels, there's a little bit of Bondo work had to be done. But other than that, it's a really clean car for the year.
What do you guys?
What the hell, Joe?
Hey, what's happening, Two Feathers?
Hey, what y'all doing on here?
Well, Mr. Rose said that it was open. I guess someone's unavailable, and I think I'd jump in. I got John Wayne, myself, yourself, and we're crazy tonight.
Uh-oh. Who's round table? What's the name of this round table?
Called ours.
It's our round table. Huh?
And, yeah, it is. I got on last night, but I just fell asleep like about a quarter to two. I just couldn't hang anymore. I was too tired, you know, but that was a fun last night.
Yes, it was.
There's a lot of stuff going on, you know. I mean, just paying attention to everything going on and taking place. I mean, that's one. All the stuff that is going to happen or is going to happen that we don't know of yet. You know, that's a whole other aspect of it.
Well,
been very angry, by the way, so hopefully they ain't bothering you.
All right, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, John Wayne.
Hey, Two Feathers, how you doing?
All right, how you feel?
Oh, surviving.
Yeah, I happened to mention your name last night with Pac and them, and you know, just let them know how wonderful it is to, you know, to hear you all the time out there with your health scare and everything. You know, it just, it kind of bothered me. You
know? Yeah, I came close, man. Awfully close to dying.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And it was good to hear you bounce back, you know, make a bounce back. And it was just good to hear you, you know, and to know that you're still with us, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you know, something else. I mean, I'd say for about four months, I really couldn't do a damn thing, honestly. But I mean, I've come back, I'm doing better, and I'm not as fast or as good as I once was, you know, but I'm getting better. And the doctors say that for what I'd went through and what had happened, they say I've actually made a fairly miraculous recovery. That my heart muscles actually kind of itself. So hopefully that continues to be on the up and up. But no, other than all in all, yeah, man, awfully scary. And it's coming up on a year. And like I was saying, I ain't said it yet, like not tonight, but, you know, I want to go hunting. I want to go deer hunting.
Yeah.
And a bit ago, I saw this great big white-tailed buck. But I'm scared, you know, I mean, or you could call it gun shy, because I had my heart attack when I was in the woods by myself, you know, and it just makes me nervous because I don't want to ever have to go through that again. That was beyond terrifying.
She go with a group or with a buddy, you know, or you're not by yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. I ain't really got anybody to go with, you know, I mean,
some radios, you know, walkie talkies, you know. That way you could always keep in touch, you know?
Yeah, you get a point. I do have them, what do you call it? No, not CB radio, but a ham radio. Two handheld ham radios.
Yeah, I got a bunch of those, too.
But, I mean, the hell of it was is I was on ground I'd never been on before. And on top of it, I was about 4 miles away from my truck. And
there
for a while, I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to make it out of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
entirely completely new definition of being not being out of the woods yet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one there. Christ. Yeah. What were we on Studio A?
Yeah, we're on A.
What's up?
Yeah, we're on A.
Yep. Alpha.
Did you guys get what I sent earlier? My uncle had sent me that now from his neck of the woods. I don't know if y'all got that in the chat in the Rev Radio chat room.
I don't think I
had sent something earlier. Huh?
I haven't looked in there for a while.
What was the Two Feathers? Was it about?
It's called Dark Universe, I guess, 09, from November the 12th, which is that today, at 4:40. It says something about the countdown. The collapse of the gas, oil, and diesel has been an event many of us have been expecting in the past year, right? So it says both sides of the operations, white hats versus the black hats. If you all remember, I was speaking about nice looking things right here. Pulled up on the side of me. But if y'all remember last night, I was talking about the big cartels of having to be brought down, right? Who was that? Mr. Rose, huh?
I said something needs to be done. They're out of control.
Yeah. Well, we come to find out about that crypto guy that just got taken down, he lost over $1 billion. Mm-hmm. And he was backed by the WEF, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. Mm. And you've all know Harari, all the players are just some of the players we can say, right? So like I was stating last night that Trucker Gerald was on his own studio. The drugs and just let everybody be drug dealers, you know? I mean, we're no better in the United States if we're going to allow this type of stuff, you know, to continue. These operations. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Well, look at Oregon, you know, and Washington State, where they legalized everything. Like, whatever it is, drug-wise, that somebody may be into, they legalized all of it, you know? And some ways, I mean, you can look at that and say, well, I wonder how much damage that would really do to the cartel just to legalize all of it. So, you know, but I mean, but then again, on the other aspect of it, look at the criminality and crime that would take place because of legalizing all drugs. Or if anything, I mean, look at the needles over there in California, in San Francisco and all that. I mean, I saw a picture and you know, them 55-gallon blue drums. I saw like 8 of them were filled to the brim of needles they picked up off the streets in San Francisco. It's not good.
Not good at all. Going to this little ordeal here, like I was stating to them that, all of us, like Deacon, yourself, John Wayne, and myself, we're all getting older, right? So what's happening is, and the people, think about the people that's much older than us, like a Klaus Schwab and, you know, all of these trilateral commissions of Jimmy Carter and Alan Greenspan. These are all of these old players of the trilateral commission, right? So with this little pamphlet I got right here, it talks about both sides of the operations, the white hats versus the black hats, want the same event for several reasons. It said black hats want chaos and climate change and confusion inside a diesel collapse, right? So the white hats want exposure of a broken, corrupt, U.S. system that is being guided by the Democratic Party and deep state. Taking command from the need. Wait, go ahead.
As I say, it's not very hard to see. Go ahead.
That is being guided by the Democratic Party and the deep state president taking command from NATO, UN forces, Davos, and Rothschilds. But one more important thing that white hats want is justice for JFK and human child trafficking. This all connected to the U.S. shipping, connected to the U.S. mafia, who control the unions. Think Jimmy Hoffa, how created the unions and how he was killed for the union's control and how the American mafia was connected to the assassination of JFK. The post 16 months, white hats, FBI, secure oath keepers, militant operations, federal marshals have arrested and started a huge mass investigation into unions that are controlled by the mafia, who control U.S. shipping, truckers control all shipping ports. This mafia organization controls over half of U.S. shipping of diesel. The infiltration of FBI, DOJ, CIA, Democratic Party into the U.S. Italian mafia crime families was long also established, much like the Black Lives Matter and Antifa operations are controlled by the deep state. But also, the heads of crime families of the mafia are also controlled on higher levels that are connected to unions. The mafia heads, deep state cabal, control the U.S. shipping industry that uses trucking, gas, diesel for the operations, also control the U.S. human child trafficking routes. These connections lead to Evergreen, Wayfair, and seven other major organizations that sell humans in modern-day human slavery. That's how you get over 840,000 missing kids a year in the U.S. alone, with close to near 1.5 million missing eggs. And there you go. So, between the black hats and the white hats, it almost has you believing, right, that what's taking place here is maybe they, like I was stating last night, that we have to have, like, once we know, okay, let's say, for example, they took down this little youngster that was 30 years old into the crypto world, right? I forget his name, Deacon. You remember his name? That little 30-year-old that they just took down. Y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
Yeah. Where's this this article appear? Did you say? Did you read?
I don't know. My uncle had sent it to me earlier.
I don't know about this white hat thing of arresting people. I think that's bullshit. That's I don't agree with that at all, man. Because think about it, if these people could steal the election and kick us over on the midterm and have Biden the dupe as president, they're not gonna let that stuff go on. That their people are gonna get arrested by the marshals. I don't think so. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. No, you make a great point, but the thing is, what I'm stating is okay, let's say, for example, didn't they take down that little 13-year-old gentleman that was tied up with losing all that crypto investments? He had Shaquille O'Neal and all of them. Tom Brady was in it. And it wasn't saying that they was involved in any kind of crime activity. I'm just saying he got them to invest into crypto of his own crypto. He was creative. Or he already had, right? So what happened was he got him involved in all that, but what happened was he was backed up by the WEF. You see what I'm saying? And that's what was taking place. He was backed up by the WEF. And
WEF busted his balls. Is that what you're saying?
The WEF was backed up by the WEF, and then they was that if they took him down, then what does that tell you? That tells you that they need to go and start jumping into the, even though like Mr. Rowe was saying that these people are so injected in you know into these different type of operations, but hell. If you're going to take down one little individual that was, you know, doing some criminalistic freaking activities in crypto world, you know, and then you see who he's tied up with the WEF and the New World Order, it's time to take down the New World Order. Right? No. telling you, we are not going to have a better world in the society for these youngsters, as I mentioned a while ago, when our ages all getting older, because you might live to be 105, 107, 110, but after that, it lights out. So you're forgetting who's the author and the finisher of your faith. That's what these people don't realize. What, look at David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller had 10 heart surgeries. He's gone. He's gone. 10 heart surgeries, my friends. George Bush Sr. Huh?
He didn't want to die. And I could imagine why.
Yeah, because he didn't want to go face the one that sits on the high place. Because guess what, my friends? That's who you're going to face. That's it. Lights out, baby. It's time to meet your maker. That's it. And that's what I'm trying to stress here with the passions that I speak. You know, the passion that I speak and the way that I bring it across. And you know, it's just a love thing, man. That the world has to change into love. It has to change. It says good will overcome evil. It's just like when you cut on the lights in the dark, in a room. If there's roaches in there, guess what? When you cut on the light, they scatter. But guess what? Darkness has to give way to light. And it goes to every corner in the room. That's what it does. Light goes to every corner in the room when you cut the lights off. That's the way it goes. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to cut the light off. And these people have got to go with all of this Freemasonry, Trilateral Commission, Skull and Bones. You know, that's got to go, my friend. If we want a better world for these kids, we got to make it a better world. And that's why we use the power of the microphone to make change. That's what we're supposed to be using it for. And that's what I come to do. I come to use the power of the mic to change, to make change in the world. That's what I try to do. Because I'm not here to waste nobody's time, because we have limited time on this planet. And I want to use it to the best of my ability where I can help my neighbors. I can get them to a better place if it makes it a better world for them and their families. Because I want everybody to experience the love that we all need to be sharing with one another for these children's sake. For these children's sake. Do y'all get what I'm saying? Because we only get
I'm not cuddling up with any Antifa, no Black Lives Matter, no cartels, none of that. Some people deserve no love.
Oh yeah. Just mentioned it to the round table the other night about Iceman. Y'all remember Iceman?
Richard Kuklinski?
I think that's his name. I forget his name. I'm pretty sure that's him. You got me on that one, but they called him the Iceman. The first man he ever killed, he pulled up to a red light, sawed-off shotgun, and shot him through the window just because he wanted to feel like what it felt like to kill somebody.
Yep, that's Richard Kuklinski, the Iceman. Yeah, that's one bad dude. I mean, he's dead now, but man, back in the day when he was a hitman for the mob, that one guy I probably would not get across.
Yeah, well, guess what? Guess what, John? Guess what the real deal is? He's dead. He died in prison.
Yeah, he did.
Of a massive heart attack. Now, guess what? Now he's wearing one that he didn't want to cross. You see what I'm saying?
Now, I mean, I've watched the interview tapes of him. And
mm-hmm. Me too.
Serious guy.
Oh, yeah, he's serious, all right. Serious, freaking rotten in the freaking grave. That's what he's serious about. You know, I'm telling you, man, these people, they were to be feared back in the day, but no more, my friend. They ain't no more fear. They better fear the one that sits on the high place. And they tell you what, he man, look, he said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. If y'all only knew how bad good this world could be, man. I'm telling you.
I think we had talked about this before. Sometimes it helps if you look at it this way. I think, and this is sort of my idea, that there's something that these people can't control, and that's why they're blowing everything up and running up, spending all this money and trying everybody to get pick sides and control territory and this diesel and that fuel and that energy and, you know, the shot and all this socialism and communism and, you know, that type of thing. That's so I always try to look at it that way. And once I key in on that, then not that I agree with it, but it does, I don't want to say makes sense, but I understand what they're doing. I agree with it, obviously, but I could see why they've gone so extreme on this shit and basically forced everybody into what they want and either jailed you or ruined you or killed you. And 189 countries went on this shot together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just, I try to look at it that way. I don't think it makes sense.
Well, I mean, you know, when you start watching them put seeds and seed vaults in Svalbard, was it Svalbard? Well, nonetheless, up there in Norway, they start putting seeds somewhere.
Yes. Right.
In Svalbard. Right. There. Svalbard. When they start putting seeds in vaults and other things like that, you know, I don't know if you'd heard, but they're wanting to send an ark to the moon with every single piece of DNA on this planet. That's what they're saying. Well, why? Is there something going to happen here to this planet where they're going to have that stuff on the moon? You know, I mean, they know something's going to happen. They know something's coming. I mean, if the volcanism and the tectonic activity and earthquakes isn't enough to tell everybody and show everybody, I don't know what is. But they know something's going to happen, and they know their time's running out, like you said, Deacon.
That, and the other thing I try to do, which I found very helpful, is like with this Ukraine war, just get a map out, take a look at where Russia and Ukraine is and what the areas are fighting over and, you know, that type of thing. And also look at where they've moved, where they've migrated the population. They've done this on purpose. And what the UN, I mean, they got their white papers right on the website, the UN. And if you go look at the World Economic Forum, I mean, I don't think that they would upset this perfect, near-perfect slavery empire they put together over the past 2,000 years, especially in the West, unless they absolutely had to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I look at it that way. What do you think?
Well, I wonder what's all going to take place with all of it, and all and any of this. Because I don't see anybody coming with a voice of reason saying, hey, we all need to kind of try to figure something out. You know? And like you said, like look what they're doing to Ukraine. Look at all the money, look at all the munitions and material being sent over there. I mean, to the hell with the United States, I guess. You know? Our government does not care about us. They care about their illicit operations in Ukraine and other areas around the world.
I happen to think that the reason why things are getting accelerated and why we're really want to mix it up with the Russians and remove so many troops and material over there, blew up the pipeline, and Russia's ready to strike back, and everybody's basically ready to rock and roll and start hitting each other, is because of what I think, whatever that they can't control, is really close, a lot closer than they gauge it was coming. So I think they got to have a war before whatever hits. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I mean, look at their financial system. They need a war because their financial system is no longer working. And that's one of the things that's always pulled countries out of the hole, isn't it? Is wars, because, you know, look at the Weimar Republic, Germany, Nazis, you know, all the stuff the United States has been involved in. And, you know, and even further into this, everybody's talking about nuclear war. Well, how about we get down to the brass tacks of this and come to find out that our own government has been nuking the shit out of us here in our own country for the past 60 years? You know, so or maybe 70, coming up on 70, somewhere around there, right? But, you know, look, and everybody wants to know, well, why is cancer so prevalent? Why is it blowing up? Why is it so big? Well, it wouldn't have nothing to do with the 2,000 some odd nuclear bombs detonated in the American Southwest. You know? I don't know. People have got messed up priorities, and they don't know the first place to start at to fix them. Sorry, that's too much.
What's happening?
Hi. Well, actually, I'm just sitting out here and watching the beautiful little, there's like a little red robin that comes around in the wintertime. And two of them just came out on the trees just as they connected to you guys. So I think that's beautiful. And with all the doom and gloom, it's good to like take note and take stock of the beauty that's still around us that they haven't destroyed yet. And as for them taking DNA somewhere else, maybe, you know, they've just about cloned it, everybody who belongs to them anyway. So maybe they're planning on cloning the world on another planet. And if they want to do that, let them all go. go, be free. And just leave us people here who want to take care of the Mother Earth and do what's right for her and for mankind while we've still got a chance.
Well, I know they go to turn off the diesel fuel and all these other things. This country's going to come to an absolute grinding halt. You know, I mean, these idiots. And that's what they are. They're effing idiots, excuse me, that think that they're going to get away and just turn everything to electricity. That is asinine. You know, it takes diesel fuel to harvest crops. You're not going to be running an electric tractor in a crop in a field for, you know, I don't know, 38 hours, 42 hours. Not going to happen. You know, and then fuel, like, well, I mean, trucking. Well, they want to move everything to electric trucks.
That's a fake thing. Yeah, they wouldn't be able to do that. That's bullshit. They're putting that out for another reason. Go ahead.
Well, they can't. You know, it's impossible. And for one of the reasons why it's impossible for the United States to even think about going to all the electric is because we don't have the lithium supply. We don't have the lithium source for that. You know, and what is it? An exchange battery for a Tesla costs more than the damn car itself. It's illogical, irrational. And people that are on this bandwagon need to pull their heads out of their asses and come to the understandings of reality and stop throwing food on priceless paintings and gluing your hands to the walls and floors. I mean, this is shit a 5-year-old does. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, you're correct. Yeah, you're correct. But the trouble is, people have had lots of time to know that what they've been planning. Like, you know, it's out there every day, and it's been out there every day, and probably for maybe the last 20 years, you know, what their plan is, you know, to depopulate and control and, you know, world banks and, you know, the one world government. You know, so, you know, that's been known before World War II. Cause my dad came home from World War II knowing about the one world government that they'd planned. And he opposed it, you know, told my mother to oppose it, not me. I wasn't even a twinkle in his eye. But, you know, we've had time to prepare. So if the shops did close, and there's no fuel, you know, before there was fuel, there was a horse and cart. So, you know, there are still people out there like the Amish and different other groups, you know, and off-gridders who are completely self-reliant. And, you know, a lot of people have had time to start making themselves self-sufficient, even in a small way. And if they do cut everything off, you know, if the people then don't start rising up and getting rid of their government and, you know, having a, not a military coup, but, you know, just the people, the people run the countries, right? They control the government. And it's about time that people let the governments know that, hey, you don't work for us anymore because you've done a lousy job. You've put us in this situation. And now there's the door. Get out and don't come back. So, you know, right. People need to start. Yeah.
They need to be put on notice. They need to be put on notice. And the thing is like, you know, people are saying who runs the country? Well, it sure as hell is not Joe Biden and cackling Kamala Harris. Those two people are not running this country. The people that are running this country go by the name of Barack Hussein Obama and an extremely shadowy organization called West Executive. If people can't get this through their heads and get it out in the blogosphere, then we don't have a chance of winning a thing or even pulling this country back. And it's been subverted. Yeah. We've been usurped from within, and we're being sold from without. I don't know. I'm pissed off at all of it because it's bad leadership, bad maintenance, and ignorance that's gotten us to the point for where we're at.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
I think it's done on purpose because they've got to manipulate the economy and territory and resources and men and material and governments to position them for what they need to do next. I don't know what that is, but that's kind of the way I look at it. And so you get someone like Biden on purpose. You can't have Trump in there. You can't have people insisting upon their Second Amendment rights, having their firearms and their freedom of speech, you know, because they need to lock population down.
They were really successful doing that during 2020, weren't they? George Floyd, Baltimore, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Chicago. Where were all the other places that got burnt down with them peaceful protests? You know?
Yeah, there were a few places that were being burnt down. It was terrible. And the trouble is, you know, they were, you know, burning down churches, you know, they were robbing places. And they're still doing things now in some places. You know, if the amount is less than $1,000, they can just go in and take things.
There's your reparations. Those are the reparations that they were wanting, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if people can't see that that's wrong, you know, how far have they completely programmed people? If people cannot see that that is wrong. Yes, I can understand the young people who think, yeah, okay, all right, well, we just getting back what we're owed, right? Because they're brainwashed to think that way. But the rest of society who can sit back and say do nothing about it. The people in the stores are doing nothing about it. The store owners are doing nothing about it. The police aren't doing anything about it. You know, it's just completely nonsense, madness that, you know, this is allowed to happen. You know, that people, when is enough for people? It's a simple question.
I've always said when people will finally wake up and get it is when they have absolutely no more food on their table, don't have any electricity. Your cell phone and tablets and computers, forget that. Those aren't even going to be working. And you have no more money. No money at all. No form of financial gain, monetary system, nothing. When all of that stuff ceases, that's when this country will get off its dead ass. Until then, you know, like you said, we sit back and we watch everything become mind controlled and mind melded and manipulated. You know, I mean, come watch the bread and circuses. Come watch the Circus Maximum. Let's watch the Super Bowl. Let's watch the World Series. Let's, you know, fill our minds of this worthless bullshit fucking junk instead of paying attention to the real goddamn things that mean something to the world. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I cussed and I just said bad words. But the thing is, look, I think everybody needs to get on to that point of view.
Yeah. That's all right. I was cussing here myself earlier, and I thought, what are you doing? You got to, like, stop your swearing. Like, you're just getting, you know, so aggravated with everything that's going on. So you're not the only one. Like, you know, I do it here in the, you know, I was at a prayer thing yesterday, and one of the ladies with me, you know, was swearing when we were talking about, like, the word games that they play with us, like, in regards right. to, we were just talking yesterday about, like, one of the common law people said about parents. We are not parents. We're not a pair who rent, right?
Right.
So our children are our children, and we're the mothers and the fathers, right? We're not a parent, and you know, and they're not kids, because a kid is a goat. It's an animal, and yeah. if you look at goat and the head of a goat with its big horns, isn't that sort of like a symbol for Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Or for satanic thing, you know, the head of a goat with the horn.
So
we have to start, you know, understanding what we're saying, right?
Because, that word right there, just said, understand. That means you stand under.
Stand under them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. All of these words that we've got to try and, you know, get to realize that what the true meaning of them is, and the more that we say it and the more we call our children, you know, they're not even children, you know, the more we call them kids, we're accepting them as, you know, children of Satan. So it's just a slow process that they've done, that they've manipulated, especially over the last, you know, couple of hundred years. I think our wording was a hell of a lot different to what it is now.
The word Negro, that means black in Spanish. So them taking these words and taking them and twisting them and turning them into something for which they are not and using them as derogatory statements is asinine. It's ridiculous. See, if people just, like you said, if people come to the understanding of what the words really mean, you know, it wouldn't be so hard to figure out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the same as with the labeling. You know, when you call yourself a baby boomer or millennium or, even if you call yourself LB, you know, whatever the alphabet suit group is, you know, or transgender or whatever, anything that you call yourself, right, you're putting a label on yourself.
Yep.
So, yeah, and we're not anything that can be labeled. You know, it's the same as the cattle thing, you know, that we're useless cattle. You know, we don't have a tag in our ear. So we don't have to be labeled anywhere. We're just men and women. That's what we are. You know, we're mothers, fathers, you know, uncles, aunties, whatever we are, you know, that's what we are. They're the only labels that, you know, we should use ourselves. And the more we use them.
That's the nuclear family, you know, and
yeah.
they want to get rid of that. They're trying so damn hard to get rid of it.
They want you to be homosexuals. That's what they
want. Right. That's what they want.
It's not funny. I'm just saying I have to laugh sometimes, though. Go ahead.
No, they don't want reproduction. Yeah. You know, and they're trying to shut it down at all costs. I mean, these people have had their shot. You know, go get, you know, the people. If you haven't had your first, second, or no, never mind, your first. If you haven't had your second, third, or fourth, better hurry up and go get your shot. Hurry up. You know, we're running out of time. The world's going to be so much better without them people. I'm sorry. Am I jaded? I might be jaded.
Just, in other words, they suck ass. People suck ass, man.
Yeah. The people need to get out of the city. If you got any friends in the city, you know, go pick them up on the black weekends and take them out to the fresh air. Like, get them back into nature and get some fresh air and fresh water into them and, you know, try and, you know, detox them on a every weekend basis so that they can start to, you know, think and breathe and feel for themselves.
Well, either that. You can either do that or you can take them to a very tall building and tell them if they jump off, they will be able to fly and watch them jump.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, that's what I'm getting as, you know, society's turned into a bunch of lemmings and they're going to follow the narrative, whichever, which way the government wants it to be turned. And if you don't, well, then by God, you are a racist. You are a bigot. You are just the most horrible, evilest person that's ever walked the face of the earth. You might as well be Satan incarnate if you don't think the way that they want you to think. You know, I got news for them. They can kiss my ass.
A little Jewish princess over there at that UN conference the other day, calling us names, with capitalists and all that type of thing. What's her name? Greta Thunberg. Yeah, she. I'm gonna listen to Greta Thunberg, huh? Supposed to listen to her. Okay, I got it. I think so.
No, I won't. I'll have to put my earplugs in. There's no way that I can listen to that girl. I feel sorry for her. I truly feel sorry for somebody who's been, you know, either brainwashed or she's just like, she's not even a real person. Who knows?
Thunberg, she's been dropped on her head a few times. That's what her problem is. She's just a blaming fool. She's an idiot. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, these people that think that the human footprint is what's caused all this, they're sadly, sadly, sadly mistaken. The SO2 footprint of the carbon that's been put out by the volcanoes alone is 50 times more than the human footprint will ever be. So maybe Greta needs to go over there to one of these big volcanoes and try to throw herself into it to plug it up because it's changing. Because it's causing so much goddamn climate change, maybe these idiots can go jump into the volcanoes and maybe plug them up, you know?
That's why it's the Jewish princess at the volcano to the climate god. There you go.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, go and find one of them virgins and throw them in there. There's got to be one in Hollywood somewhere, shouldn't there?
You know,
one of those, you know, divas.
You know, these idiots that glue their hands to things. I would love to see somebody do that. I would wait till the glue had securely cured itself, and then I would grab them and I would pull them as hard as I could pull them. I don't give a damn if your skin is left there on the floor. You know? You deserved it because you're a dumbass.
Yeah. They really don't think, do they? I'll just glue my hands to this. That'll stop. But that's it. They used to call it global warming, right? And then they realized that we're not getting warmer. We're actually cooling. So that's why they call it now climate change, right? They've dropped the narrative of global warming.
Well, I've got news for them. The Earth's climate has changed trillions of times over the past God only knows how many billion years. And I'm pretty damn sure it's going to change a trillion more times before the planet is a burnout cinder. So, you know, it's just a way for them to get control, manipulation, and funding. That's what it all boils down to. You know, control, manipulation, and funding.
Yeah, just throw some more money at it. That'll work. Throw some more money at it. That'll work.
Well, I still all volcanoes is a hell of an idea. You know, they want us to stop breathing. Well, after you.
Yeah, just line them all up. Yeah, just tell them to line up. They'll get a free ice cream.
Yeah.
Just follow that group. Like, you know, they're just heading down the mouth of the volcano, but that's all right. It's safe and it's effective.
These people are so ignorant. If you told them to stick their head in a fire and they could see hell, they would do it.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Get a drink, go to the bathroom. We'll be back.
Host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at...